The Cazalet Chronicle, written by Elizabeth Jane Howard and read by Eleanor Bron. Book 4, Casting Off. The Brothers, July 1945. Hugh gazed at his secretary, Miss Pearson, in dismay. "You've been with me so long, I shall be lost without you. It must be over 20 years." She could see now that he was upset. A small pulse at the side of his forehead became noticeable. "It's Mother, you see," she said. "She can't manage on her own all day any more." There was a short silence as he recognised that they were back at the beginning of the conversation. "Would you like me to open the window?" she added. "Do. No good being hermetically sealed on a day like this." As soon as she had undone the window bolt and heaved up the heavy sash a few inches, the warm breeze carried in with it the staccato, raucous cries of the old newspaper vendor from the street corner below.
"Election special. Two cabinet ministers out. Big swing to Labour. Read all about it."
"Would you mind going out for a paper, Miss Pearson? It sounds like bad news, but we better know the worst." When she got back, she laid the paper on the desk. "Good Lord," he said. "Macmillan and Bracken out. Landslide predicted. Poor old Churchill. It does seem a shame, doesn't it, after all he's done for us?" She left him then, but before settling in the little back room where she typed and kept her files, she did feel it right to say that of course she would stay longer if he had difficulty finding the right substitute. "That's really very good of you, Miss Pearson. I don't have to say how sorry I am that you're going at all." Although he smiled at her, she could tell he was in pain.